702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
News from around the world. Let's catch up with Adam Gilchrist now. Adam, let's start with the American Wind Program. It's part of Joe Biden's big plan for renewable energy. Hello, Adam.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha. All right. We're hearing each other now. I'm saying, please give us an update. Joe Biden has big plans for renewable energy.
Yes, it's about expanding offshore wind energy. It's not something America's done big time so far. Plenty of other countries in the world have. But he's announced, typically America, they're going to auction off areas of sea, essentially, for interested companies to build wind farms and generate energy. And the plan is to generate something like 30 gigawatts of energy off both East, West Coast and also the Gulf of Mexico. It'll be an enormous great project, of course, or a series of projects, basically. Although 30 gigawatts of energy, that is only three quarters of what the UK is doing, less than half of what China's planning. And as we know, it takes 1.21 gigawatts to travel through time from back to the future. So I wonder if maybe we just travel through time, reverse climate change and scrap the whole thing. It's a serious step, but it feels a bit more like a toe in the ocean than the full wave, if you like. But at least America's heading in the right direction, I guess, with that.
So from what? Wind power in the US to harnessing solar power in India?
Yeah, if you remember the invention of the clockwork radio, astonishingly, gloriously simple, terribly effective. Here we are. It's the solar-powered iron. Now, most of us probably don't think we need one and probably don't need one, but India is awash with ironing carts. So these are door-to-door bicyclists who turn up with the kit to iron your clothes or for you to iron your clothes using irons heated by charcoal. 14-year-old Vinisha Umashankar says she was horrified when she found out what charcoal does, where it comes from, the pollution it pumps out, the deforestation attached to producing the charcoal in the first place. So she invented the solar-powered ironing cart. So it comes, if you imagine a bicycle with a sort of big box mounted on it, the top of the box is where you, effectively the ironing board. Above that, the solar panels. Inside the box, a battery to store the power so you can do it in the dark. Vinisha is being backed by Prince William. She's been nominated for one of these Eco Oscars, the Earthshot Prize, and she could well be a winner come Sunday night. As I said, simple but glorious. And given that India has thousands and thousands of charcoal ironing carts, maybe, yeah, this is more than a drop in the ocean.
We'll keep an eye on that story and see what happens on Sunday, as you say. All right, tell me, diminishing magic. Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is about the global supply issue and what it's affecting. And I guess a lot of us may not have noticed yet, but the thought is that by the time of Christmas, we absolutely will notice that there are shortages of toys, clothes, in our case, imported wine, in your case, probably less of an issue. anything made in India or China, likewise, there could be issues simply because of a shortage of truck drivers, container ships backing up, and also perhaps some geopolitical issues going on. Both the House of Spells shop and the Platform 9¾ shop in London are reporting they're running out of Harry Potter merchandise. So all those wands, robes, pointy hats, you name it, basically they're running short of and could have completely run out of. And they reckon also, even if they do get a new supply, the price could well double if and when they get new stuff. So come Christmas, incendio or what? I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but we may not be able to Wingardium Leviosa if we can't get our Potter stuff.
We'll leave it there, Adam Gilchrist, with this morning's World